Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who sucks less? Coming up until 4:30. We also have a little announcement here concerning our Ola Days Porter Party happening this Saturday at Black Raven Brewing up in Woodinville. But first, time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. Got
a few on our questions today, guys. Check it out. About 8 years ago, I tested positive for HIV. I got through injection. I only shared a needle with one person. I don't know how my chick got it, and she didn't know she had it, but I am thankful for the pills. I can live a long, healthy life. The pills make it so you're undetectable. You cannot pass it through sex. The pills literally are a lifesaver. Positive hump day.
Positive hump day.
That from Cole. Infectious disease. Guys, when the good old coronavirus was going around, I was skating fine for the longest time. Then one day, as I was finishing my CDL school and training, I came to work just feeling like crap. 2 hours in, I asked my trainer, "Can I go back to the yard and go home? I'm not feeling well." They let me go home. I went home and immediately went to bed. According to my fiance, I was burning up to a point of almost going to the hospital. Someone told her a home remedy of one part rubbing alcohol, two parts water, and wipe all over every half hour. That worked and managed to avoid the trip. Did the at-home and official test and was positive. Got over it within a week. That from Kevin in Linwood. Subject, South African dying. This is great. Guys, I've been to about 10, 12 countries in my life, and South Africa is the only one I must go back to. Okay? Super high crime
rate. That sounds positive.
Yeah. Yeah. Super high crime rate if you are white. There is a 1 in 4 chance that you will be involved in a violent crime or a victim of. And the food, well, if you know where to go, it's fine. I'm sure your caller was talking about Nando's Chicken, kind of a KFC of South Africa.
Don't get the sauce.
The people are amazing. The sight's breathtaking. Food is great. One phrase I was told, however, as I was on a hunting safari, be careful. There are a lot of interesting ways to die in Africa.
Okay. That's even better, man.
Come see me for the very last time as KISW presents Live Day, Friday night, December 13th at Showbox Soto. Get those tickets now, KISW.com. Come up and give me a farewell hug. We'll bro down a little bit, drink a beer.
Have you seen your hotel accommodations?
The tent that I just showed you?
No. Not safari, like when you're in South Africa.
I have not seen it physically, no. I mean, I have no picture of it. I know it's by the airport.
Okay.
And the one in Johannesburg is. I'm not sure about the one in Cape Town. So I'm flying into Johannesburg and flying out of Cape Town.
All right.
So I'm not sure. But I'm from what I understand, they're close to the airport. Let's move on to the birthday show.
That can be good and bad.
Yes, yes.
I feel like there's always... I don't know. There's weird stuff that goes on by airports.
Oh, I agree.
It's kind of, unfortunately, it's kind of like military bases.
Right. Like, yeah, I don't really need to go into town. I'll stay right here.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, like...
More good news.
Yeah. Like, I don't think SeaTac has, like, the... There was, like, it's always my goal.
Right.
Kind of high crime rate around there.
Mm-hmm. No, it's kind of where you drop off your airport or your U-Haul because you're moving here. And the next thing you know, the U-Haul's gone and so is all your stuff or your band gear or whatever the hell.
I just hope your hotel has like a restaurant and stuff in it.
Yes, yes, I do too. I mean, I very
that's
much.
That's what I feel like, and not just you, Miles. I'm being dead serious. I feel like any of us could get in trouble. We all like to explore.
Right, and
but
walk
you'd
around.
You'd hate to go out at like 8 p.m. at night to go get, you know, a snack and a beer, and then...
And then next thing you know, I'm roofied.
Or you're just getting stabbed.
Yeah, something like that. Good times. Let's move on to the birthday, shall we? Happy 40th birthday to my husband, Jeff. He loves you guys and listens every day. Can I get a fish sandwich and a shotgun get or two from Thrill? Thanks to Rock On, bitches. That from his lovely wife, Ashley.
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Get. All the gentlemen, 47 years ago today, the epitome of women came into the world. My daughter, Simone. She amazes me every day for all that she does for her children, her family, her job, but especially friends and acquaintances. All we wish for our kids is happiness, whatever form that comes in, and I wish her all the happiness and then some. So how about a big old bong rip, and Obama drop the beat, and could the Germans give her some ideas on where to find a good man? Happy birthday, Simone. Love, Mom and Dad. Thank you, guys, and rock on.
Yeah, if you want to find yourself a good man, I say you hop on the plane to Deutschland and look for me, the black German.
Yeah, you can find a lot of good men. It's a sex club.
Yeah.
Did we know how old this doctor is?
47 years old today.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, you asked that question. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, definitely sex club. I don't know, it's a store?
Bitches, after years of my friends not doing this, I'm taking matters into my own hands. Today, I'm 60 years old. I'd like to request a big old bong rip, a fart montage, and the dirty Germans talking about all the different ways a machinist can drill, bore, and ream holes. Thanks for making me laugh so much. Rock on, guys. That from Charlie.
You could do that the other way.
Yeah.
You could ream a whore hole.
Yeah, I've reamed holes. I've drilled holes. And quite often I'm told I'm also boring the hole and told to go away.
Or sometimes the hole is boring.
Yeah.
It's like that little par three you play.
Jesus.
Boring hole.
Oh, boy. All right, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. And okay, we got a special announcement concerning the Ola Days Porter Party going down. This Saturday from 4 until 8, it's absolutely free. Hopefully you can join us up at the Black Raven Brewing Facility in Woodinville as we get to taste the brand new limited edition Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter with notes of Grandma's Rum Balls, chocolate vanilla, orange peel, and holiday slices. Steve, you wanted a porta potty.
Yeah.
You got one.
What?
You got
there
a porta
potty. There you go.
Oh! Thank you, Brian, at Honey Bucket for hooking us up. They're apparently right across the street. And the guys from Honey Bucket, they're going to stop by the porta potty.
The Honey Bucket offices are across the street?
Apparently
I did not know that.
Right next door.
So they have heard that we wanted the porta potty, and yeah. Honey, they're going to hook us up.
It's okay.
Hey, Honey Bucket, good looking. Yeah. See, Castle was not keen on this idea. I'm glad that the guys at Honey Bucket said, wait a minute. What kind of porta potty doesn't have a porta potty? So now we have a porta potty.
That's right. And it's awesome. It's not going to be functional, okay? You're not going to go in there and lay one down.
I just want the porta potty.
Yeah, we're going to use it more as like a photo opportunity, you know? Maybe like a photo booth, so to speak.
So the porta potty photo booth.
Yeah, I mean, how many people have a picture of themselves and their good buddy?
About a picture in a porta potty.
In a honey bucket, you know what I mean? So, there you go.
Actually, I feel like honey buckets, sometimes during the summer, they run things where you take selfies with the honey bucket.
Say what now?
Yeah.
For real?
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's honey bucket. It's like, hey, take a picture with the honey bucket. We'll select a winner.
You know, man, if that's the case, Honey Bucket, you're doing it right. Yeah. If people are looking for the porta, so we're going to have the porta potty. porta potty.
Yeah, take a picture of what you lay down and send it to them.
You should bring a pair of glasses and put them in there.
Relive the old days, man.
Yeah, I wore those glasses today.
Oh, did you? Yes, those are the ones you dropped in the toilet.
Those are the ones I dropped in the toilet.
Oh, right.
Yep, still wearing them to this very day.
You should wear them Saturday.
That's why I needed the OptiGrip. You know, like
jerk.
I mean, seriously, because those things do slide right off my nose. All right, let's see. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And what did you just say, Mike? The general theme here is that at some point, something belonged to someone else, and at another point, it didn't.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's just get started. You might remember this story from a week ago or so. Mike brought it to us. But look, if you ever have to be somewhere really important, maybe plan ahead a little better. So a guy named Cody Adams, he was at a gas station in Stillwater, Oklahoma last week, but he had to get to a court appearance in Pawnee, which is 30 miles away. It's a pretty serious charge for possessing a stolen vehicle, so he could not be late. But no one at the gas station would give him a ride. So he decided his best option was to steal another vehicle. Now, someone left their truck running with the doors unlocked, so he hopped in and took off. Now, that truck belonged to an EMT supervisor. They had a pretty good idea of where Cody was headed because he just told everyone at the gas station that he needed a ride to court in Pawnee. So cops caught up with him as he was walking into the courthouse. The good news is he did make his hearing. The bad news is that they took him straight to jail after hearing and booked him on fresh charges. He admitted that he took the truck, but claimed he was, quote, just borrowing it, not stealing it.
Okay.
No harm, no foul, but he's stupid. Now we go to Florida, where a woman's hankering for a late-night snack, but ended with her ducking for cover as the Uber Eats driver spit in her face, and then for good measure, stole her full yard decor after she confronted the driver about taking some of her food.
Damn.
So Alexandra Aguilar, that's the Uber Eats driver, she went to a home shortly before midnight to make a delivery. The woman inside of the home said she went outside and confronted her after seeing the delivery woman take some of her food from the bag that she'd ordered. Now, when both women were under the overhang above the entrance to the front door of the home, the victim said she saw Aguilar holding her $10 Happy Fall, Y'all sign.
Now, Happy Fall,
Happy
Y'all.
Happy Fall, Y'all. That's what it said on the sign. $10. Now, when the victim grabbed the sign, she said the pair began arguing, and Aguilar then spit in her face. Now, after being spat on, the victim said she covered herself with the sign and moved to the furthest point from the suspect before she was stopped by the closed front door. That's when Aguilar took a decorative urn from the victim's yard and walked back to her car, where the victim said she saw her decorative columns by the suspect's vehicle. Now, after Aguilar left, the victim said she was missing four. Not one, not two, not three, but four decorative plaster pumpkins worth $75 each.
What, did she, like, walk up to the door, like, eating french fries? I mean, how in the hell did she...
Well, the cops ended up tracking Aguilar down to her home, and she admitted to making a delivery to the victim's address. Now, the victim said she was not able to pick Aguilar out of a photo lineup due to a brain injury that impacted her memorization ability. However, based on her description, they knew they had the right person. Anyway, investigators arrested Aguilar based on the victim's statement, the suspect's statement, and records from Uber Eats. She was charged with burglary, with assault, and grand theft from a dwelling. So she ate her food, spit in her face, and stole her Halloween decor, including the Happy Fall, Y'all sign.
Oh, no.
Only available in the Southeast, I'm guessing.
Happy Fall, y'all.
And now we stay in Florida. This time we go to Orlando, where a mailman is accused of tossing away more than 1,000 pieces of mail, including 400 pieces of political mail and one election ballot. So on Friday, federal authorities arrested Otis McCoy. Boy, that's a name. They arrested Otis McCoy for stealing U.S. mail and dumping it in the woods instead of, I don't know, delivering it to his assigned route. Now, according to court documents, a co-worker told McCoy's manager that he'd returned from his route earlier than expected, despite leaving with, quote, a very large quantity of mail. The manager checked McCoy's vehicle's GPS and learned that he had deviated from his route to a wooded lot where the co-worker found several pieces of mail scattered around. A postal inspector, he began an investigation into the incident. He obtained surveillance video from a nearby residence that shows McCoy arriving at the wooded lot in the postal van. Stills from the surveillance video included the criminal complaint show a man standing near the van, appearing to throw the mail into the trees and bushes. Other pictures in the complaint show pieces of mail littered in the bushes, trees, and across the ground. And in one of the pictures, you can see what appears to resemble a Florida absentee mail-in ballot lying beneath a bush. So his goal wasn't necessarily the political crap that we're hearing right now.
He doesn't want to do his job.
He just wants to be done.
It was 1,000 pieces of mail. It was one ballot, right? And he just tossed it all in there.
Okay.
So again, we have the guy who inexplicably stole a vehicle to make it to court on time because they stole the vehicle. We have the Uber Eats driver in Florida who ate some of the victim's food, spit in her face, and stole a lot of her fall decor. And finally, the mailman in Orlando, Florida, just decided, 1,000 pieces of mail.
That's not the first time that's happened. That
happens more often than you'd like it to.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
The guy in Oklahoma, he got arrested again, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, again, the vehicle the he stole, one, it was the EMT supervisor, okay? But the one thing is, remember, he's at the gas station saying, I need to go to court in Pawnee. So when he stole the guy's truck, he basically called ahead to the courthouse and said, this guy's going to be showing up.
Okay. I think the Uber Eats driver in this case sucks the most.
Why? Which particular event?
You ate my food.
Ate the food.
You spit on my face.
Yeah.
You take my garden gnome and whatever signs I got out there.
Happy fall, y'all.
Yeah. And, I mean, all you wanted to do was get your food. And now
that's it.
I don't know what's gone. I don't know what this, you know, like, did she take a bite of pasta? Then I don't want to eat the pasta. Did she take a bite of someone's hamburger?
Just keep in mind.
Was she eating a piece of chicken?
Like, this was a midnight order, so I'm thinking this is, you know, this is like munchy or drunk food. You know what you've ordered and you really want it.
Right, he shows up with 18 nuggets. I'm pissed.
Right. Yeah, seriously.
Or it could be Taco Bell and there's just a bean burrito missing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I would never order any of those things at midnight.
Clearly.
I'm sure that the postal worker was fired for his actions.
I'd probably get arrested. That's actually a federal offense.
All right, so he's gonna pay the price for that. I just think the guy in Oklahoma who stole an EMS vehicle to get to the...
It wasn't even an EMT vehicle. It was just the guy who's the supervisor of the EMT. It was his personal vehicle, yeah.
All right. He is just a moron.
You think?
He is just an idiot. So I don't even realize... I don't even think this guy knows how dumb he is. So
yeah.
I'm going to say that he sucks. He was trying to make it to court.
He was.
He was doing what he was supposed to do. You just don't steal a vehicle to
get
there.
His heart was in the right place.
I agree with you. The Uber Eats driver sucks the most. Also, there's a little lesson in there for you, Miles.
What's that?
You're always like, you could steal a couple fries. No, you can't.
Yeah. No, I always say, don't eat fries in the car. That's my rule. So that you never even broach that.
Also, you could tell because generally most fast food places now do a good job of taping.
Yes.
There's like a little, and usually you're like your receipts on it. So like if that seal is broken, it's like, you SOB, you ate some of my fries.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go outside the box here. I think the mailman sucks the least.
Huh.
Because back in my day, we had a saying called going postal. And that's because postal employees were losing their ass and shooting people.
Yeah.
So I think this postal employee is losing his ass, just wants to go home.
Clearly.
And he just said, screw it, I'm throwing this out in the woods.
Somebody here says 1,000 pieces of mail is basically a whole route, depending on the size of the route.
All right.
That's from John the Mailman at University Place.
Oh, what's up, John? I wonder what he did, too.
What do you mean? With the extra time?
Yeah, because he's in a mail truck, so like...
Where did he have to be?
It's not that odd for the mail truck to be stopped. So in theory, you could just sit somewhere and play around on your phone and waste 4 hours.
But, yeah.
Right, like, he wanted to get Pierce off earlier and be done with the route.
Correct, because he got back to the post office so early that a coworker got suspicious.
Yes, I'm like, I don't know. Is there a sports game on? Did he just want to go home and lay on the couch?
I don't know.
Did he want to go to the bar and get a brewski?
Right, I was thinking, like, what was going on that day? Was it a sporting event? I mean, he's a guy.
I don't know.
I think he just snapped. That's why I'm happy he just threw out mail and nothing more. That's why I'm taking him to suck the least.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I count on just minutes. We will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Dental surgeons are recommending giving kids stickers or Play-Doh in lieu of candy for Halloween.
But they have to know we're not going to.
Or like, you can expect eggs on your house.
I mean, look, it's the right thing to say. We understand where you're coming from.
Right, and you're a dental surgeon. That makes sense. You're going to want
to. We're going to give them candy. And frankly, to keep you in business, you should love Halloween.
Yes.
Like, hell, that's the moneymaker right there, man.
I agree. I fully agree. And
stickers, too, man. If it's like a little kid, fine.
Right. Otherwise, you want it on your vehicle?
Right. I mean, I feel like after, right, like, I don't know, 8 or something, they're like, where's the candy?
Where is it?
I'm tired of all the tricks. Give me the damn treats. Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know. You got to have some, there better be some cool-ass stickers.
Mm-hmm. Real quick. And they should be edible and taste like chocolate.
Try to remember. I mean, at some point I must have got, like, besides raisins, there's some, people used to give out stuff that wasn't always candy.
Yeah, I mean, you might get some kind of, like, an apple. Something like that. And you're like, yeah, fine. And you knew the person was going to give you the apple, but you ring the doorbell anyway. You're like, okay.
We did have one neighbor that they were interesting. But one fun one that I remember is that on a Halloween, they gave us scabs, and it was just dried apples.
Ooh. Okay. Well, for Halloween, that works.
Right. Yeah, right. It worked.
There was a house in my neighborhood that was like a corner lot. They had crazy Halloween and Christmas stuff. But on Halloween, they would make a little haunted house through their garage.
Yeah.
But that was the, kind of their rule was that you got to be old, you got to be able to go through it to get candy.
Okay, so if it scared you, you ain't getting candy.
Correct.
Nice. New York City just legalized jaywalking.
Oh well, I have a buddy. This is his worst nightmare.
Why?
Huh?
He refuses to jaywalk.
I'm guessing he's from the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
Yeah, that would explain. Yeah. I mean, look, in New York, they do it anyway, and most people do it when they have a break to do it. Then you get some people that just saunter out in the middle of the street like they're taking a picture for the Abbey Road album cover and dare you to hit them, which in New York City is a very bad idea.
Right. So, I mean, even if it's not illegal, I still think if you're crossing against the light, you get hit. That's still going to be your fault.
I think that's all they're saying. Like, what? You're a grown adult. We told you to look both ways. Have at it, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. A new study found that, yes, even animals seek out alcohol in the wild.
You know, I read that, man, and it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they?
Mosquitoes, elephants, baboons, spider monkeys,
chimpanzees.
I felt
like that article was a little sexist, though.
Why is it?
The headline I read was rejected males drink alcohol.
All right. But only fruit flies.
Down.
But apparently when male fruit flies can't find a mate, they seek out booze. And I'm like, we have that in common.
Yeah, but still felt sexist.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't like, you know.
What if nobody wants to mate with the ugly female fruit fly?
Yeah. Then she just hangs around with her other female fruit flies to tell her how beautiful she is.
Yes!
Meanwhile, the males just sit down there and seek out booze and Doritos and Wild Wings.
Yeah. Spicy over there today. I like it.
This is just fresh off the news desk. Blame the study, not me.
Rejected males.
Like, yeah. All right, fine.
All right, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, if I was having sex, I wouldn't be at your bar on Friday night. But I'm not.
I'll take an espresso martini.
The tear in my beer is for a reason. Espresso martini.
Can't eat your fruit fly ass.
We've been talking about Miles.
You know, next Halloween, I'm going to be a rejected fruit fly.
just hang out. Yeah. You just got a half bottle of tequila that you're just taking ribs out of
one
all night.
400,000th of a hamburger. And my coworkers are trying to make me into a burger.
Well, you guys also remember that there was those, I feel like we get multiple stories of like raccoons that end up in warehouses or whatnot, and they go for the fermented fruit sometimes.
Yeah, the fermented
just bust
fruit.
Open the bottles of wine and stuff like that.
There's a village in India, you know, so elephants don't forget.
Oh, yeah, the monkeys.
So it's elephants, man. So they have, every year they do this festival, and the festival does have barrels of wine. That's kind of what they're celebrating.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 12 years ago, elephants came crashing through the town, but they started drinking all this booze. And now every year since then, at the same time, when they do this festival, you haven't seen these elephants for 12 months. They do this festival, that same herd elephant shows up, man. They're here for the booze.
Where's the good stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the town actually started producing extra booze and, like, putting it in different places. Because they're going to show up. Right?
That's actually kind of badass.
And if you can't make it readily available, an elephant is going to tear through your stuff to find it because they know it's there, right? So they started putting the barrels kind of in more concentrated areas, and it just reduced the destruction that the elephants bring.
That's gangster.
Because
the
drunk
hell,
elephant
dude.
is a difficult thing to do.
Yes.
And the thing is, elephants
get, we're going to ride
hammered
up on your festival. We're going to drink all your booze.
And there's
so
nothing
you, know what?
You can do about
if you want booze at your party, make sure there's extra for me and my boys. Right. On the outskirts.
Spody. Yeah.
We're coming.
Yeah.
Spody.
I mean, I have,
oh, God.
I have friends that I only know through at tailgates.
Yeah, that's basically.
I'll see them the rest of the year. It's like,
you going to have grills going?
Ted hey! The elephant.
Ted the elephant.
I remember where the spot is. Yeah. Ted's like an elephant. He never forgets where your tailgate spot
that's
is.
That's right.
Parking lot 37A.
You guys all still single? We've been talking about Miles' upcoming safari adventure all show long. And we just wanted to make sure that you're prepared, Miles.
Thanks. The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 most dangerous animals in Africa. I don't know about Africa, but I can tell you the most dangerous animal in Australia was Tom Selleck in his role as Matthew Quigley in Quigley Down Under.
Yes.
An expert sharpshooter hired to use his skills. Instead, he used those skills to best the douchey Alan Rickman character. Now, if Quigley were in Africa, we all know he could take down any animal at up to 900 yards. Even the elusive Milesapius montgomerus.
Tom Selleck, great. So these are the most dangerous animals in Africa.
Okay. I've seen that movie just as my mom loves Tom Selleck.
Yeah. Number 10, the spotted hyena. They're the most common carnivores in Africa. Only of the four species of hyenas, the spotted hyenas are the largest, Miles. As highly intelligent creatures, they live in social hierarchical units called clans that can number over 100 members. Their cognitive abilities have been compared to those of primates if those primates wanted to kill a Miles Montgomery's.
Oh. Mm-hmm. A hyena on the list.
On the list.
On the list.
All right.
All right.
Some people think hyenas are bad because they're scavengers, but
I like them.
I kind of respect it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's like I've told you before. Like, the cheetah puts out so much energy. Once it gets the kill, it's got to chill.
Yeah.
And the hyenas are like, thanks, dude.
Cool.
Hyena's the guy at the end of the party when the lights come back on. You just kind of see him floating from stand-up table to stand-up table by grabbing everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a finisher?
Oh, man, this sandwich is only halfway done. Hey, man, you left some of your drink. Number 9,
the leopard.
Is a leopard on the list there, Miles?
Leopard. It just says tons of big cats.
These elusive big cats found in various habitats across Africa and Asia command both awe and fear. Possessing remarkable agility, stealth, and strength, leopards are formidable hunters capable of taking down prey much larger than themselves, like a Miles Montgomery.
Leopards are smart, too. The ones in Africa, they put their kills in the tree so the hyenas don't get it.
Damn right.
Like that dumbass cheetah.
Yeah. Stupid. The rhinoceros.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
They're on the list.
They do have notoriously poor eyesight. They have one of the worst visions of all animals on the planet, and it is said that they can barely distinguish between humans and trees beyond 15 feet, so they rely on their strong sense of smell and hearing to get around. Attacks by rhinos are rare, but they do occur. Every year, safari vehicles are charged by angry rhinos who felt challenged or threatened. However, they're not generally aggressive towards humans, and only two or three attacks are reported a year because they think it's a Miles Montgomery.
Wow. Great. How did I know these facts about
these are actually this is straight off the paper here.
All right.
I feel like only two or three tacks a year. That's good for you.
Those are good numbers. Those are good odds, Miles.
Yeah.
You play the lottery.
Yep.
The deadly lion, the king of the jungle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They also have white lions where I'm going.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously. The home of the white lion is...
When the children cry.
Little child.
As the
I'm going to cry you now.
As the tour rig runs away, they just sit there, wait, wait.
And they're like, that's all you know. We'll stop.
Typically, I see you put on your biggest southern accent. Yeah, where are them white lions?
Typically, lions do not view humans as food, but rather as a threat. It is believed that sick male lions are mostly responsible for attacking humans for an easy meal. Additionally, lions can hunt humans in areas where their usual food sources become scarce. It is estimated that 100 people are killed by lions every year. Waiting awesome. To add a Miles Montgomery to
awesome.
The list.
Yeah.
The Cape Buffalo. Are you going to say the Cape Buffalo?
Yes, I am. They're right here.
In the past, when hunting the big five animals was prominent, it was known that the buffalo killed more hunters in Africa than any other animal. Today, they reportedly charge thousands of people a year. How much? And kill about 200.
Oh.
They can attack suddenly and unpredictably, causing serious injury with their huge curved horns. Buffalo are gregarious and live in mixed herds, often numbering hundreds of individuals. They can weigh up to 2,000 pounds and stand 6 feet tall at the shoulders, so it can stare eye to eye with Miles Montgomery.
How do you think about buffaloes? And they're killing the most right
now.
That's
what I'm saying. But also, when you go to Montana or anywhere else, you're not just going to be me talking trash. You can be like, listen, I've seen a buffalo. That is a bison.
You're right. A bison.
Mm-hmm. That's not a buffalo.
Yeah. Go to Yellowstone and correct him, Miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The African elephant.
Yes. Yes, they're on the list.
They're active social animals that live in herds as large as 100 individuals.
Jeez.
They are constantly on the move in search of food and apparently booze. As herbivores, they spend between 12 to 18 hours a day eating. The bulk of their diet consists of grass, leaves, bark, fruit, and a variety of foliage, and the occasional Miles Montgomery.
Oh, thanks.
Do they even eat the human, or they just stomp them out?
They just stomp your ass
and
out.
And then they drink the juice.
Yeah, just for fun, huh?
Yeah, just a Miles smoothie.
Oh, damn.
They're all in there.
The hippopotamus.
It's on the list.
Oh, that's a bad one. The third largest land mammal behind only elephants and white rhinos.
Ever heard of a white rhino?
I have.
So many jokes.
White buffalo, white rhino.
What does the white rhino sound like?
Oh, hello, it's me.
Yeah.
The white rhino.
May I help you?
Pardon me.
It's very nice to meet you.
Can I talk to you about your portfolio?
Got one of those calls today.
The white rhino redoes a high five.
Right. Yeah. Misses the first two times. I suggest you max out your eye.
Think he goes up to the black rhinos. What's up, my guys?
Get out of here with that dumb talk.
Yeah.
Fellas want to get funky?
I do love jazz.
We can't say that word. I'm a white rhino.
Hey, if Gosling can win an Academy Award for
I'll
it.
Sing, I'll sing.
A white rhino can listen to some jazz.
I'll sing it in my car. That's it.
I'll sing it in my car. Woo. Okay. Oh my god! I got some flare ups in traffic.
Yeah.
They can grow. The hippopotamus can grow to 16 feet in length, 5 feet in height at the shoulders, and over 3,300 pounds in weight. Hippopotamus have long
16 feet.
Oh yeah, they have long canines that can reach up to 20 inches long. These teeth are used for combat and play. No role in feeding unless they want to eat a Miles Montgomery.
Here's the white line,
which they will do. They will do. They will munch down on a Miles Montgomery.
Yeah, aren't hippos like one of the few animals that's like, hey, I'll go eat a human for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the game is hungry hippos. They'll more like just snap. They just want you dead. So my understanding is that they bite your ass in half, and then they're like, hey, crocodiles, if you want some of this.
That's why I'm putting marbles in my survivor bag.
There you go. They'll also just pull off a piece.
Yeah.
They'll just like hold you down, pull off an arm, and then just let you sit there and scream for a while. They're like, I got you. We're all good.
They're into some weird stuff.
They are, dude. Oh, the Nile crocodile.
We rip the wings off chickens.
The Nile crocodile.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, the chickens probably think we're sick ass.
I don't think I'm going to have to deal with that bad boy.
They're a highly adapted aquatic predator. It's Africa's largest freshwater reptile, measuring as long as 20 feet and weighing up to 1,650 pounds.
It's a dinosaur. Half these animals are dinosaurs.
It's going to shock you, Miles. They're ambush predators that wait for prey to come within range.
In a kayak.
Especially
yes.
if it's Miles Montgomery.
Thank you, REI.
Snakes. All kinds of snakes. Worldwide, there's about 5.4 million snake bites each year, resulting in 1.8 to 2.7 million cases of venomous snake bites can cause serious medical emergencies such as paralysis, bleeding disorders, organ failure, and tissue destruction. The estimated number of fatalities from snake bites ranges from 81,000 to 138,000 a year. But they'd like to add one more if it's a Miles Montgomery. Careful, they'd like to sleep in bed with you.
I think of snakes.
They'd like to sleep in bed with you, Miles.
That's the first thing I thought about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The black asp.
I saw one the other day. I forget what it's called, but it almost
like
looks
a big
like
black
it's like
ass.
Trotting.
Yeah.
Camouflage.
Look at that big black ass.
Oh, man. That is a big black ass right there.
I don't want to go now.
And then the number one most dangerous animal in Africa. You know it. You love it. You hear all about it. The mosquito.
Yes, it is. I was hoping that would be number
one.
That's
wild. That's I know that stat. That's still insanity.
They cause between 700,000 to 1 million human deaths per year, all because they're hoping one of them is Miles Montgomery.
They love me.
They do. Do they really?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, you're doing them.
I get lit up, man. If I'm in someone's backyard, I am.
Do you have off? Are you bringing citronella candles?
Africa style off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if that stuff would even work. It's like,
your powers are weak.
I might get a Kodak bear spray. Maybe I'll bring bear spray, you know?
Something.
Police in Georgia. Oh,
what if the lion just ate it? Like, yeah, anyhow, dude. It's like a breath mint to me.
Thank you. Citronella.
You know I'm not a bear, right?
Police in Georgia posted a plea to the public on social media, and I'll tell you what it said at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.